to car.
He does bits and bits and bits and tits.
Thomas A.
to car.
Look out, girls, you don't have to fight. They'll make you laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh.
McNamara.
And it's girls' night.
Hey, kiddies. Welcome to Girls Night with Tommy McNamara only.
Oh.
We're here today. We're here today with an interrupting guest. And the only guest to go twice in a row. The only guest Woo. To ever go back to back in Girls Night history.
Oh shit.
Courtney McGinnis, everybody.
What's up, bitch?
Oh.
Actually, there's been two guests to go back to back on
this
podcast.
Here we go.
Well, if some of you might remember previously on Girls Night, this guy was being weird.
Why did Drew Michael not do a show called Deaf Comedy Jam?
Previously on Girls Night, this guy refused to tell us his name.
Oh, you want to know my name, huh?
And currently on Girls Night, what's your name, bitch?
What's your name,
My
bitch?
Name is Chester Conklin. I expected fireworks to go off when I said
build
that.
Up for nothing.
You made our fans wait a calendar week.
Chester Conklin, born January 11th. Wait. Oh, I'm sorry.
It seems like you're... What are you reading?
I'm very sorry. I was born January 11th, 1886.
Now, you said 1915 last
I was
week.
Looking at a picture of myself from 1915, and I said, that looks like a newborn baby, but
well,
apparently I was 19 years old.
So you said you were born in 1886.
Mm-hmm.
So that would make you 131.
Uh-huh.
Sure,
20 years off your Bacardi age.
Wow.
Sure.
That was pretty clever.
That was pretty funny. Honestly, when you were like, this is a half thought out bit, at first I was like, no, this is a good bit.
What's
and
a bit?
Now I'm like, oh, it's a half
No, old people, you didn't you? Isn't like two bits for a piece of popcorn?
Piece of popcorn.
How many bits am I getting paid for this podcast?
It's an exposure podcast.
I love exposure. Back in my day, you could feed your family for 6 weeks on one laughs set of exposure.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you guys knew about laughs.
Oh, we know about laughs. It does better in some markets than
now this is
Saturday Night Live.
Now you're doing someone
I've
else's
gotten
joke. No, there's no joke. It does better. I'm setting you up, you dumb asshole.
Do you know my famous joke about laughs on Fox?
No, go ahead.
Apparently it does better in some markets than Saturday Night Live. Yeah, Boston markets.
I love Steve Whalen.
I love Steve.
Sorry, I'm memorable.
I was trying to...
Oh, no.
Okay.
Many shots fired. I was
back in my day, we didn't talk shit.
This isn't
there
talking
were,
shit.
There were only eight actors.
Who were the eight?
Me, Buster Keaton, Harry Bogart.
Harry Bogart. Was he related to Humphrey?
No relation. That was his catchphrase.
Oh, wait a second.
And then he would, his big move in acting was he'd be on stage and then he'd walk the other way.
Oh my God, this guy sounds really familiar.
We had Charlie Chap, Buster Keaton. Did I say that
yep,
already?
You said
both,
and Charlie
that,
Chap,
yeah,
that
yeah,
sounds
said both those.
A lot like
John
Charlie Chap.
Gilbert.
I had a fun riff about exposure that it was going to be like a slutty riff, but I think the time's passed. But you guys, just.
All right, let me try
it.
And set you up organically.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, do you hear about these new Kodak cameras?
What about? They have exposure issues.
Yeah,
I've heard
of exposure issues.
I'll show you a thing or two about exposure.
Oh, Jesus!
No pants.
This might be
know?
Too much for Chester Conklin.
I've never seen a woman's shin.
I thought you were going to say never seen a woman's shit.
I'm just taking a shit on the ground.
Stop it.
Now we have to remember,
women don't shit.
If someone was listening to this podcast for the first time.
Yeah, so sorry.
I'm very sorry.
This first
Wait,
four
I don't
minutes.
You should show me respect.
All right, yeah, why don't you tell us more about is you're 131. How
I'm
are you still
an actor.
Alive? How are you still alive before we get into your career? Yeah.
Well, I live on theater.
Oh, wow.
But like sustenance-wise.
Oh, it's
like,
about my
secret?
Age now. The secret is simple. Don't talk very much.
Interesting.
Yeah, wow.
Tell that to my wife.
And also, never
Whoa.
Let people take your photograph. It steals your soul.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's real?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you're going to be fucked.
I am literally taking a picture of myself right
people,
now.
You can let people shoot film of you, but not photographs.
Yeah, but I'm already dead on the inside, so does that count?
Back in my day, we didn't like self-deprecatory humor.
Were you more prideful people?
We were. Well, mostly it's hard to establish self-deprecation without talking.
That's a good point. So tell me about your childhood in like the turn of the century, you know,
or
1900s.
No, sorry.
Well, see, women nowadays are very rude.
Back then,
what was it like back
then? We had a big issue called 19K.
You
might have heard about it.
So now we had something.
We were worried because we had only made calendars that said 18 on them.
Now it seems to me that the simple fix would be to print new calendars.
No one had written a 9 before 1899. Not that place,
wait,
at least.
See, this seems like. Yeah, it sounds like you guys are all idiots, honestly.
Well, it was a simpler time, I'll give you that.
Okay, here's
I'll admit that.
So the first movie, let me look up real quick. And pardon me, if you guys get to know each other, while I look up some data.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
So, like, you love music. Like, what's your favorite kind of music?
Oh, I love my favorite is the La La Land soundtrack.
City of Stars.
I love jazz. I like, well, some jazz. I mostly like classical. I like the saxophone.
Ugh.
Just one saxophone.
Boop, beep, like Bill Clinton.
I like that, you know. Yeah, Bill Clinton is my favorite musician.
That's literally the only musician I can think of that played the saxophone. I'm more of like a Beyonce kind of lady. More of like a Rihanna.
Oh, this is interesting.
Beyonce what?
Do you like Migos?
Migos, is that what y'all call Mexicans now?
Yeah,
oh my God.
I don't know.
Yes, that is. Yeah.
Wow, you know what's crazy?
Also, what?
So he was born in the 1890s and the first ever motion picture, 1890s. It's almost like you were born with film.
I was
wow.
born with film in my blood. They had
ew.
To remove it surgically.
Oh my God. That seems like a complicated surgery. Were you on the Nick?
What?
You know, that. The Cinemax show.
Sounds like
Nick.
A talkie to me.
Yeah, it is a talkie.
It is a talkie.
Steven Soderbergh.
I watched the first episode wild.
I saw Clive Owen in a coffee shop.
What the fuck?
In Soho.
Dude.
My wife died of an episode.
Oh, was she kind of a loon?
Fun.
How dare you, sir? Yeah, she was hysterical, though. Back then, women, when they stopped having
thank
their
you.
Periods, we just killed them. We thought that was
oh, like
a bad sign.
Like a racehorse that's been put out to steed? That's not the
then.
Term. That's the wrong
honestly,
term.
Honestly, I hope that
I'm
happens
sorry.
To
that
me.
Was my type of humor. I don't actually think that.
What? Do you like silent comedy? Like, what's that like?
Silent film is the only film.
But
what
like,
about
what about comedy,
comedy
specific? Because we're
oh,
comedians. I don't know if
oh,
you know
of course.
Very,
oh, no, I wouldn't
very
know.
Funny comedian.
Oh, I haven't seen anything comedic from the two of you, because
neither
back
of our
in
audiences.
The type of the type of comedy I did. You ever see like a door, and
no.
you're like, I could open that door.
But then,
and
but
you
then
go
it's
to
locked?
Twist the doorknob. And you go and you look at the camera and you go, whoa, and you raise your shoulders up. That's funny.
Is that funny?
You give the camera up, but you raise your eyebrows as high as you can. You
I
say,
mean,
oh.
It sounds to me like the door is just locked. I don't see what's
oh,
like.
Oh, is it, but it's your home.
Oh, I love it when you guys fight.
But did you
or,
just like forget your keys?
And then you start grabbing it. You put your feet on the door and you pull at it as hard as you can. And then
the knob comes off.
And then the knob comes off. You hit yourself in the mouth with it. Now that's comedy.
That seems like you're hurting yourself, man. I'm worried
yeah.
about you.
And
I'm
then your friend
you
comes out of the door and it hits you in the head.
Oh my God, are you okay?
No! No, that was good comedy back then.
You know what you won't find interesting?
Yeah.
My my senior year of college, none of us had a key for the door. So we all had to hop in through the first floor window.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
like the entire
all
year?
Nine of us idiots. Like, we all lost our keys. So we would all just, like, sideways, like, jump through the window. So the people that lived on the first floor would just be, like, playing video games. And then people would just be like, ah! They just roll in through the window, like, throughout the day.
Oh, my God. Wait, you didn't live on the first floor?
I lived on, no, but I mean, it was my friends, thank God. But, yeah, I just, like, roll in.
And then,
like, if I was, like, with my girlfriend, I'd have to, like, roll in and then go back and open the door because she wouldn't roll in. She's uppity.
Very uppity, bitch.
Well, but anyway.
Would you
at least hold the window open for? Oh, no. She didn't want to come through.
Well, tell me more about your wife. What was her name?
Margarita.
Wait. Margarita had madness?
What the fuck did you just say to me? How dare you? That was a little joke.
Have you ever met a woman named Margarita? You know a lot of women, right?
I know a lot of women. I haven't met a woman named Margarita, but I know a lot of women I'd like to nickname Margarita.
Hell yeah.
Where are you guys from?
Margarita had a tall, long body.
Wow, my God.
And a large, round upper body.
What would you say was her coloration?
She had a greenish tinge.
So did she have like jaundice? What was wrong with her?
No. She had a salty head.
Man, some of my boys got salty heads. I'll tell you that much. If I be chirping them, they got salty heads.
That's right. I was married to the bottle.
Oh my God.
Back then we all were.
God.
Wait, Courtney, Chester's an alcoholic.
Honestly, same. But
hell yeah.
Chester. Wait, so margaritas. What else do you like to drink?
Oh, I drink it. We drank mostly booze from the bottle back then. Yeah, but what happened margarita is I'd be walking and I'd slip on, like, say, a banana peel.
Right.
Crack
right.
my head on the ground.
Right, it bleeds. Bleeding.
I'd say, I need some medicine.
You lost
and the
a lot of blood.
Casting director would hand me a bottle of Jack.
Oh,
Chester, I'm so sorry, man. That's how they medicated back then. That's like really concerning.
But fun.
Oh, what do you have? Obamacare now?
Yeah.
We had Garfield care.
Just a plate of lasagna. Yeah.
He'd tell the man, Mr. Arbuckle. John Arbuckle. He'd tell him to get fucked.
I can't imagine in the 1900s someone being like, hey, who wants to go for margarita?
Because they were too busy jumping out of windows from the fucking Depression.
Oh, the things y'all couldn't imagine could fill the dialogue in a silent film.
I mean, that's
instead of a book.
That, like, 20 lines?
Yeah, you seem very knowledgeable. Back then, that was a compliment.
Wait a second. So you were around. You're an alcoholic, but you were around during the Prohibition. What was that like?
Oh my God.
Those.
Were you a bootlegger or were you a law-abiding citizen?
Oh, I was a bootlegger.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
My buddy would sneak beer in from Mexico. He'd drink it up and then pee it into a cup, and we'd all
wait a second.
You knew a lot of amigos.
And you would so you would pay this guy,
yeah,
to drink a bunch in Mexico, piss into a cup, and then you would drink it.
Mm-hmm.
And would that get you drunk?
Of course.
I mean, I felt something.
I mean, I'm sure you were throwing up.
Oh, those hangovers were brutal, my man.
I think you were getting conned.
Speaking of conned, that's Sean Connery, asshole,
wait,
bad actor.
Wow,
he's a talkie.
He's a talkie. Back then, we couldn't talk in films.
Do you
understand?
Now, when you said you couldn't,
can you
elaborate? Because I know that they didn't.
Oh, I mean, what I mean by that is we were talking to plenty, but they wouldn't show it, so it wasn't part of the act. And we were saying all kinds of stuff.
Racist stuff.
Mostly racist stuff. Talking about the Jews running Hollywood.
Yeah, absolutely.
We said, I hope a Holocaust happens. Stuff
oh my
like that.
Yeah, wow.
So this
you
was,
predicted
what, 1910?
The Holocaust?
And then it wasn't cool.
I mean, the foresight to use that word is pretty impressive. Yeah.
We said, I hope a Hitler comes around.
Was that like an old expression?
Yeah. Like a Hitler guy.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
And then one of our buddies went to the future.
No way.
Became a Hitler.
You're kidding.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Was it Charlie Chaplin?
It was Charlie Chaplin, and he's trying to have a Holocaust. He's dancing all around, and he screws up.
For a physical comic, that was a pretty good joke. Not bad at all.
No, we were mostly talking about, like, how cool Garfield was.
Let me ask you an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
What did you think of the film The Artist?
Ooh.
I loved it. Greatest film of the modern.
Greatest. It's kind of like a new school, old school.
Exactly.
Thing.
Like, first good film in 60 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was made 60 years ago. That was so inspiring to you.
Oh. That's a very good question.
Wait, what was made back then?
60
We're talking
years?
Like 1957.
1957. I liked, let's see, the Stooges were doing some good stuff back then.
Like Iggy Pop and the Stooges?
Yeah. No,
well, you
I
do like music.
Oh, I love music. I'm a big, I love Radiohead.
Oh, wow. Which album?
In Rainbow is probably my favorite.
Interesting. Because mm-hmm. I thought you'd like more like black and white stuff.
That's true.
You
know what? You're
right.
He
put the mic down.
Oh, you're just leaving now on that
bye, Tommy.
On that B.
Can I ask a serious question? And I don't know why this made me think of this, but when you were talking about your Mexican friends peeing in you drinking it, I thought of the movie Superbad. Have you ever seen the movie Superbad?
I've seen it.
I watched it last night.
Oh, yeah?
I watched last night. I was very high. It was great. And you like to smoke weed? You alcoholic piece of shit?
I'm an alcoholic, but I don't touch the devil's grass.
Okay, the devil's grass. I like to touch it every once in a while. And in the movie, they empty out laundry detergent and they pour beer in it. Does that not bother anybody else?
That I remember seeing that in
right.
film. Because I could see
you
that.
You could see it. You
in film
see
school?
It. In film school. I would argue it is a very,
I very
revolutionary
recently
comedy
went to film school.
Because you're trying to figure out what was even people even enjoying in this
right,
movie.
I said, what is this?
What is this? I don't get it.
I was the only one in film school
who
said.
Where did you go to film school?
Tish.
Oh, wow. That's,
wow, that's
really
very impressive.
School.
Yeah.
Or was it Fish? I think it was.
You
I'm
were in
sorry.
A school of fish.
I'm very sorry. Very sorry. I was swimming
oh
with
God.
Some fish.
Oh
no, it no, it was Tish Tech. I'm sorry.
You went to Tish Tech.
Tish Tech.
They actually have
Tish
really good football
Technical
team.
Institute.
Yeah. I love football. Can we make sure to mention Andrew Collin on this episode so he listens to both? I'm trying to get your viewership up.
Andrew Collin is my favorite modern comedian.
Oh my God, you have to go.
It's all act outs.
Uh huh. I like the way his face moves.
I like the way his face moves. Wait, so wait. The Superbad, when they empty, he empties out the detergent.
I do remember this, yeah.
And
it's like blue beer.
And
it's disgusting.
Blue beer. It's it bothers me so much.
You'd be drinking soap, mostly.
You'd be drinking soap. There's no way you're going to get enough hot water out of that basement sink in order to rinse out all the detergent. Does this bother anybody?
It's not good.
I'm so sorry.
That's how my wife died.
Oh, that's how. Wait.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your wife's real name? Because you said Margarita, but then you made it sound like
Sarah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's what
I was trying
to. Wait, Michael Sarah?
Sarah Michael, actually.
Oh, shit.
She was an awkward, lanky woman.
Oh, wow.
Her physical condition was called arrested development. She had the body of a school child. I remember.
She
died of that Jack disease.
What is that movie where he fights all the ex-boyfriends?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Scott Pilgrim
versus the universe.
Did you know any pilgrims?
Oh, the pilgrims. They've swam into Fraggle Rock or whatever and fought those damn engines.
Well, let's talk about Sarah. We don't need to talk about Fraggle Rock.
Wow, wow. Yeah, how's Sarah? What did she do for a living?
Oh, she didn't have a
well,
living
women
back
didn't
then.
Work.
Yeah,
yeah,
they didn't work. She'd milk a cow every once
so
in a while,
jealous.
But it was mostly a sexual fetish.
Do you love your job? I don't know.
Wait, you work too?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder that Bush won.
No.
Wait, which one?
Which
Bush?
One? Also,
senior.
What year do you think it is?
It's funny that you would know to call him senior.
I don't care what year. I assume it's somewhere in the aughts, the early aughts.
So here's a question, though. Why would Sarah, like, what would Sarah do to pass her time? Like, what would you do if you didn't have a job?
Fuck.
Is that what Sarah did?
No, I would get drunk all the time.
No, we never made love per se. You're
holy celibate.
I mean, we banged, but we didn't love.
Right.
No, we couldn't. We couldn't have sex. She was a young child body.
Oh my god!
I said that.
Oh my god!
You remind me of someone I know.
Is that right?
Yeah. No. You remind me of a girl.
Back then, it was normal.
Oh, and also,
we didn't have sex. She was my child bride.
Was she silent?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just going to go ahead and stay out of this.
Yeah, let's go ahead and cut this part out.
What kind of stuff did she wear?
We're going to cut this whole part out, so it's all fine. Yeah, let's cut that part out. I want to go back. we're 20 minutes in already.
Nice.
All right.
Feel free to get out of this any time, by the way.
I'm back. we took a little break there. Why am I running this thing?
Okay, wait, here's a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did you think of last night's Oscars? You're a movie man. You know everything about movies.
Oh, yeah, it's a good question.
Except for
big
the
big snafu. I mean, a lot of controversy.
That would have never happened in my time because there'd only be one movie each year.
Wait.
And people couldn't read.
That's right.
I'm no film historian.
That's right, you're not, my friend.
But there was definitely more one film a year.
Don't you millennial splain to me.
Oh, wow.
About films in my time.
I mean, it's pretty weird that you know the terms millennial and mansplain for someone so
wait, what's mansplain? I've only ever used millennial splain.
Okay, so there was one movie a year, and did you still name it Best Picture?
Yeah, we had the whole ceremony. Oh,
really?
Uh-huh.
Well, that must have been kind of awkward when they did, like, Best Supporting Actor, and there's, like, two different people.
I'm sorry, could submit what they thought were films, but usually they were just, you know,
the
newspaper.
Oh, okay.
Or somebody would try to go up on stage and, like, talk to their dog.
Like an Andrew Collin bit.
Yes.
People would go up on stage and try to do what they thought was like a live artsy film, which back then was just them fucking a stool mostly and hump a stool.
Andrew Collin. Yeah. Also, you know, Andrew Collin and I were in a very bad short film together.
What was it called?
It's called The Comedian's Wife.
Did you see it?
I've seen it.
Have you really seen it? Okay.
I've seen it.
Well, if you saw it, it probably looks great.
Who directed?
This girl. I don't want to say her name. It was very bad.
Was it Sofia Coppola?
It was Sofia Coppola.
Was it Catherine Bigelow?
It was Catherine
Bigelow. Was it my wife?
It was your wife, Catherine Heigl? I thought it was Sarah.
What?
Sarah Connor.
Who the fuck is Sarah?
Sarah Michael.
Sarah Michael.
Sarah Michael.
I may have edited that part out.
Did you have two wives? Did you?
Back then you could. I'm Mormon, by the way.
Oh, interesting.
Wow, interesting. No.
I have so much love. Some might call
it big. That's the only thing I know about
so
Mormons.
So based on your time, you might have met Joseph Smith. Did you?
Joseph Smith, huh?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
The founder of Mormonism?
Oh, fuck that guy. He's a hack. He's a hack. I discovered Mormonism my damn self.
Wait.
Wow.
Walk me through that. Because that'd be like if I was like, yeah, I'm Catholic. Fuck Jesus.
Oh, I mean, I believe everything he says, but I discovered it.
Oh.
I discovered him, I mean.
Oh,
I
you're
don't
like
think
his
all
manager.
Of it's true. Yeah, okay. You know how Jesus had a manager, of course, and an agent.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. It's Jesus.
Jesus was read by Gersh back then.
And he was a Jew.
And you know I'm read by ISIS, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah. My friend Tom Takar is also with ISIS.
That's how I got here.
Oh, okay, nice. Oh, that's great.
Also, I'm sorry, Tommy. I just noticed that your pants are split right up the middle.
Yes.
And it's beautiful.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, it's a really, like,
nice... Do you see
the
scar?
Oh, my God. What is that from?
I was in a play. Do you like plays?
God, no.
Oh, no. Why not?
Isn't it obvious? They're for pussies. Film is the only art. And song, of course.
But okay, never mind.
You can tell your gay little story or whatever.
Oh, shit.
All right,
I'm going to get out of here, I think. I think I've stayed my welcome.
No, it's not even that interesting. I was in a play. I was in The Music Man.
Oh.
I was playing Winthrop.
Shut up.
Obviously.
Duh. For God's sakes, I know how talented you are.
I did my show-stopping number, Gary, Indiana.
Get out of here.
Which you should know.
I'm dead.
Why would I know it?
Guy who played.
I'm from Georgia.
I'm walking off stage, and I'm starstruck with how well I just did. Yeah, so I'm not looking down, and I walk right into a stair that was like unfinished. There was like a nail and like a piece of wood. And I was like, literally like 3 inches into my knee, and yeah, it was horrible. It was like a huge.
Oh my god,
that's hilarious!
I had to go right to the hospital, right to the ER.
Did you finish the play?
They didn't have any rooms in the ER, so they had to stitch me up in the hallway in a cot in front of everyone, like in the waiting room. God. And meanwhile, the understudy's just having a field day, eating up all my good lines, all my second act lines.
Did they get a film of you hitting your head? You're into that?
Yeah, they sold it to a bunch of German weirdos.
That would be best picture in 1893 for comedy.
So when you were 3 years old, you were aware of what would have been best picture?
Oh, I was a prodigy.
Oh, you were like a baby star.
Mm-hmm. I was the E-Trade baby of 1889.
Oh, wow. What was your first movie? This is the last question I'll ask you before I kick you out of my home.
First movie? Oh, let's see. Two boys.
Oh, no. One cup.
How dare you?
Two boys, one jug.
I was a porno actor.
No. Well, it was nice meeting you, Chester.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Courtney, what'd you think of Chester?
Honestly, loved him.
Hey guys, what? He was actually really cool.
He was actually so cool.
I hope
Tom doesn't. Oh, hi.
I'm sorry. Oh, what the fuck? Tom doesn't what? I think that guy sounded cool. I was sitting in the other room. I could hear him.
Okay, you know what I've realized lately? Yeah. Like sometimes we kind of neglect old people, but they actually have so much to teach us.
That's true. I think he was just about to tell you about how...
he was a baby porn actor.
I think he was going to say that he was an adult film actor. I don't think he was going to go baby. No, I don't think he was going to. Well, back then, 13-year-olds were adults. But I don't
think
he said
two boys.
He did
not
say two boys. It was not that. We can roll back
that
the
was
tape.
A porn. That might have been about two boys who were fighting over a jug and it breaks.
Can I pull you aside for a second? Tom keeps bringing up little kids.
I know. It's like,
are you worried?
I put him on a list.
Yeah, okay, good. As long as someone's taking care of it, I don't want to be responsible.
There's a tracking chip in his back.
Okay, good.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Chips.
I love that.
Me too.
What's your favorite kind of chip?
Oh, fave chip? That's tough. Oh, right now?
Something.
Right now, I want a kick.
Kick?
I want a kick right now with these bean field chips. They're like spicy beans. Chips,
yeah,
they're amazing,
good.
But I like a
which
baked,
flavor of them?
My fave's the jalapeno nacho.
Jalapeno.
It's pretty good.
I ate a jalapeno chip today. I love a jalapeno chip. Salt and vinegar for sure.
Salt and vin is my fave.
Salt and
vin's my fave. Like whatever you call the type of chip, like fried type chip or whatever. You know, like Lay's or whatever.
Yeah.
I like basic chip. I want that salt vin.
Also, can I tell you something, guys, right now?
No.
Salt. Okay. Bye. salt and vinegar Pringles.
Oh, good.
Oh,
I was just thinking about that.
They might be better because they're like dry.
Listen.
Well, here's
I'm
the thing I like to do.
I'm a lady. So when I'm on my special time of the month, I can't eat ice cream. Lactose intolerant.
Birth control.
Major diarrhea. With my birth control. I eat salt and vinegar Pringles all the time. Okay, go ahead.
So I was going to say, I'm in heaven. All right, if I'm hungover,
mm-hmm.
If I have salt and vinegar Pringles and also barbecue Pringles.
Shut up.
And then I've got like a water, a coffee, an orange juice, a Diet Coke, and a Gatorade all in front of me.
Five things.
And that
five
is
things.
I, that's my
all at once. And a ginger ale if you're that.
Oh,
hungover.
Yeah.
You need
does gingy help?
Oh, hungover?
If you're nauseous.
Really?
Yeah.
One time Zach Swan was at my house.
I'm so sorry.
Isn't that horrible?
Courtney, I'm here.
Listen, I was so fucky. Actually, I think you guys
were. What are we doing? Not you. I'm not you. I meant you. Doing an impression of Zach on here.
I think you guys were at this party I had. I had a party.
Yes.
I was there twice. Okay, yeah, you've been at a lot of parties at my house. But I had a party. I was so drunk at this party that people kept being like, happy birthday, and it wasn't my birthday. Like,
oh,
I was
shit.
Just, like, killing it. I think you were there. It's when you guys were. Yes. Yeah.
Because I was
you
there from like I was there from like 8 to 11 and then from like 3 to 5. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like came back for the late shift,
dude,
when it was like.
Yeah. Oh yes, yes. We stayed up all night. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We were fucked
Maria
up.
Maria made me leave that party.
Yeah. So the next day
I would have gone back.
Oh, so
lost
the next day, Redskins were playing at 1 o'clock, which is too early. Can we all agree? Football, 1 o'clock p.m. It should all be 4.
Can you imagine
4.
If we lived in L.A.?
No, I would die.
10 a.m. games.
Oh my god, fuck you! When we played in England this year, I was like,
fuck you.
I was like, fuck you, Tommy.
Fuck you.
Tommy McNamara.
I missed a Colts game in L.A. because me and Megan Gailey were supposed to watch together, and I was like, I'm fucking way too hungover.
Yes,
it was like 1 p.m. and it was over. I woke up at 12:30 and I was like, I think it's like almost over.
Yeah, fuck that. So anyways, I was so fucking hungover and I ate 2 bites of eggs, right? And I threw them up. I couldn't handle it. And but then Kirk Cousins ran it in for a touchdown. I jump up. I kiss the TV. I'm screaming, and then I stopped, and then I went and I vomited in the bathroom, and then
beautiful.
I went back. I don't remember why I was telling that story, but
I love
it. I told it.
Courtney, we're such fucking similar people.
Dude,
I feel like we're such party people who keep it going even when you shouldn't.
You care.
Sometimes.
How many times have you thrown up and then still stayed out?
Oh shit!
Dude,
not
on.
In a while, but only because I've just got. I think I got a stomach made of fucking gold where I just don't throw up very often.
I throw up once a year. It's clockwork.
Yeah.
I do an annual throw up.
Annual throw up, get rid of it all.
It's clockwork. It's weird. It's always the day after my birthday.
I'm not superstitious, but it may be cursed.
My birthday is haunted.
Something about New Year's Day, I always feel weird.
Lately, I've just been the next morning. I throw up once, and then I'm fine. But I've fucking thrown up at a bar and been like, I'm better. And then, my God.
Shit.
I've thrown up on Molly and stayed out. I've thrown up because I drank too much. One time, my best friend was out on a date at Daddy's. You ever been to that bar, Daddy's?
No. Where's Daddy's?
Daddy's is a great bar. It's got a big U-shaped bar, and she was staring. She was like sitting with this guy, and she was facing him this way. And he turned around and talked to someone else at the bar, and she turned around and she vomited all over the floor, and then turned back around and kept going on the date. That's my best friend in the world.
Shit.
And that's how we fucking
that's
roll,
a
bitch.
Legendary.
That's
moment.
American Ninja Warrior right there.
Yeah, exactly. It's good, right? I've done. I'd like to get fucked up. I don't want. I love you guys so
Nothing's
much.
Wrong.
Everything's
I
cool.
Love this.
Scared.
Getting fucked up. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
Yeah.
Drinking is awesome.
Drinking is awesome.
Connor
man.
Sucks.
Connor sucks.
That's my catchphrase.
Connor sucks.
That's your
dude.
Platform.
Yeah. I turned Connor's mic off for this episode. He's been sitting here the whole time.
Yeah, fuck him, dude.
He fucking sucks.
Oh, whatever.
People keep asking me if Connor's a co-host. It's looking like he's not.
That's so funny.
Oh my god, you guys both have like my favorite drinking joke. Your drinking joke about showing up to work on time is
What is your drink? Ladies and gentlemen.
Tommy McNamara.
Bitch, I ain't never know pumpkin pie.
That's a joke.
That's a joke. Honestly, we're all very good at jokes.
We're great.
And we're sexy. And we're inspirational to a lot of people out there.
Courtney,
and
you're one of my favorite comics in this
goddamn
city.
Yo, chill, dude.
Yeah,
chill,
this dude has no
dude.
Chill.
I got
Yo,
no chill.
Chill,
I got no
dude.
Chill. I'm going to send
like,
you a Facebook
go
message. It's going to be 8 paragraphs.
Connie
Crowley. It's like at 4 a.m., both of you send me separate Facebook messages. Okay. That'd be the best.
My favorite response I ever got, I sent a young woman a Mad Men quote at 3 in the morning once, and she just responded the next day with, too sad, too late at night.
Shit, that's brutal. Oh, that is brutal. I'll
chuck that one up.
Literally never been rejected, but I am.
Hell fucking yes. Hell yes.
Oh,
Well, you will be when you apply to my comedy festival.
Shit.
You try and perform at McNamara Town, and you're done.
McNamara Town.
I thought you were going
to
say
yo, man. Let me submit, dude.
You're a headliner. Oh, you don't have to submit.
Dude,
yeah.
Oh, Max Hackfest? I don't need to.
Wow. I love it when you guys fight.
McNamara Town's on a boat. And it's just me and Courtney.
Which
I'm gonna kill.
We should like make a comedy festival or just start a show where it's literally it's just a trick to get our friends to hang out with us.
Oh my god, yes. Wait, you know
that's basically what my standing room show was, I feel like.
You know, we all just hang out and watch baseball.
I was like, I really want to watch the Cubs with my friends. You guys wanna perform?
Wait, you know how Will and Casey and Mike Fox yep. have the cruising show.
Uh-huh.
Yo, fuck them. Let's do that Whoa. Shit. Yeah. First of all, I said it. One of those three of my best shit. Friends. Fuck y'all, dudes. But what if we did? I'm just.
Go on. Okay. Go on.
What if we took that show idea and did it on an actual cruise ship?
I love it.
But we don't change the name.
But we don't.
And
we
use the same poster design.
Yeah, we use
the
same poster. Where we keep their names?
We just cross
we
their names out.
They're all doing very well.
Fox is a good man.
He's a great
man.
What a
nice
He's
guy.
A great fucking
so
dude, and I love him so much.
Speaking of bad hangovers, the yes. worst hangover I've ever had in my life was it was right before Christmas, and it was yes. because I was booked to do cruising. It was the last time Maria left town. Oh. Where
wait, were we on that together?
No.
No, okay.
No,
right.
I would remember that. We would have had a much better night.
Yeah.
Than like because my night, I didn't realize I was booked. I forgot that I was booked on that show. And so my whole day was just going to be playing video games and fucking having a great day. And then it was Wednesday before Christmas. And I was like, well, I could go to Pine Box, I guess. And me and Jordan, who's been referenced on this a lot, he's our roommate.
He will never be on.
He can never be on. me and him got margaritas. What's up?
I wish we had more beers.
I know. You always have more beers. We went to this Mexican place that had happy hour margaritas, and I got two of them, and then went to Pine Box, uh-huh. and it's $4 drinks there.
Oh, yeah. So I mean, Pine Box has ruined my life multiple times.
Me too.
Have I
is
done
such
coke
a fucking
at the
trap.
Pine Box, Mike? Yes.
Shit.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Somebody was doing that at a show I did a couple weeks ago. They're like, yes.
I was like, shit, why
so
not?
So funny. But, I go to Pine Box.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, I'm feeling a little drunk.
Yeah.
I go to that cruising show. Gets canceled.
yeah.
But Mike just, he has that brewery or whatever.
Yeah,
he just keeps giving me beers.
God.
I get into
yeah.
an argument with a lady.
Oh, no.
She tells me I'm not a real G.
Oh,
I tell her she's a hack.
Oh,
it's bad.
No.
I've never seen her comedy. I told her, I was like, I've never even seen your comedy, so
Who
you shouldn't be
it?
Offended. I'm not going to say it on
okay.
here because we got into way too much of an argument.
Okay.
I later saw her comedy. And I was right.
Yo!
Just know
it
that.
It was Sarah Michael.
It was Sarah McLaughlin. It was
What's
Tim McLaughlin. yeah, it was just a bad sitch. But then I just kept drinking. And I, like, went to another bar. Well, like, me and Nate Frinson and Jordan were just drinking like crazy. And then we went to another bar and got a fancy, like, mint mojito or whatever.
Why not, man?
And then I blacked out.
Pussy.
How dare you? How dare you? Tell us another story about your theater.
Let you order that.
Oh, he wasn't there for that part.
Okay, I was going to say, there's no way he let you order that. And
Casey was at this one, and we were all getting fancy drinks.
He'll be mad you ordered something so manly.
Yeah,
he's a little bitch boy.
So, yeah, I'm lit up. Me and Jordan go to get
pizza. I'm talking shit about all my friends. I'm sorry.
This is how we get you.
Yeah. We edit out all the nice parts. This is all sound bites.
We play like Rage Against the Machine, and then it's every pause we
Patrick
like
is a bitch.
Oh, yo, I will talk so much shit about Patrick Schroeder right now. Okay, but sorry, go ahead.
The mover?
I feel like I'm just trying
like,
to name.
Blair loves kids. Like, what? Yeah,
I feel like I'm trying to name drop as many comedians as possible, so at least they listen to the episode because they're so obsessed with themselves.
We should like just tag everybody.
Tag
who got
everybody.
Mentioned.
I hate that idea. I'm only me.
oh yeah, yeah. We both always go like, I love them. Tommy's just sitting there sniping people.
I know. Tommy, what is that list you have of people? Wait, wait, what? Okay, finish this. You ordered this little bitch drink.
Jeff Sheen. What the fuck?
Oh my God,
oh,
Jeffy.
I've got some things to say about Jeff Sheen.
Jeffy. Jeffy
took
his shirt
when you
off.
Did our show the other day.
Oh yeah, Jeffy
oh
was
my
shivering.
God, my little Jeffy.
Oh, that was great. Everybody started taking their shirts off.
I wouldn't take my shirt off, but someone said it would be inappropriate.
Marlena took hers off. It was
Are
weird.
You serious?
Were you not there for that?
No, I left. I was so sick.
Oh shit. Yeah,
did
it was
shirt
kind
off?
Of it was weird because the only guys had done it to that point, and then she goes, can I take my shirt off? And we were all just silent.
Well, she kept asking me, and Marsha was sitting behind me. I wasn't going to be like,
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, take it off.
Let me throw some water on you, whore.
Show it, you fucking.
My steam's coming
That's what out. I would have said.
Do it, exactly. Do it on the podcast.
Wait, your blackout story.
Oh, yeah. So I blacked out and we went to Domino's and then I woke up on the couch. I don't remember going to Domino's. I see Domino's in the fridge that Jordan had gotten. And I was like, man, maybe I'll steal Jordan's Domino's. And I realized I had paid for it. But yeah, I threw up for 2 days. Like,
oh,
it was literally
man.
A day and a half hangover. But it was just the other. It was like, we go. And I tried to order Chinese food. I thought that would be the go-to move, and then
I do that a lot. The Chinese hungover
Did not work
it was
out.
A lot more promise than fulfillment.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because
you
think of the times you ate Chinese food, and you're like, I was happy then.
Yeah.
Well, that's like
different.
When I FaceTime my Korean pen pal. Oh no.
Is he making a second appearance?
He's making promises he can't fulfill. He says he's gonna move in with me. Teach me his secrets.
Oh.
Shit. Yeah. So, anyways, I got crazy blacked out. I was gonna say something else.
Sponsors for this episode.
Oh, that's it's so funny that you say that. I was just thinking about it, and I was thinking about how I have no idea what they are yet. Okay, I got one.
What's that?
We've got. We all know famous comedian
yes.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
Of course.
He's gotten into the war effort. He's decided to become a part of it. There's a lot of money in
the
war. A
lot of setup in this.
So
it.
It's... Jerry has donated little bombs that explode in the ground to defeat the enemy. And they're called... It's called Jerry Seinfeld's Scary Minefields.
I like it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I can just picture
now we're just
going to
all look around at posters on the wall.
They're
and
like,
go.
They're like, okay, lamp. Toddberry. Rolling Rock. I'm just going to name things
Rolling
in the
Rock.
Rock.
Rolling Rock has one actually that they submitted.
Really quickly though, before it was my turn.
I'm sorry.
I was thinking of Rolling Rock, and I was thinking of my favorite song, which is Rolling, 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 which reminded me of our sponsor for today,
right.
Which is Limp Bizkit's Shrimp Bisquick.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
It's a disgusting new drink.
drink? Is it thick?
Isn't Bisquick a drink?
Yeah. No,
no,
it's
like pancake
mix
or something.
If that's how you're doing it. Me?
Wait, shrimp biscuit.
I pour some Bacardi O in there.
It does.
I thought you were going to say it.
Get a little orange. Get a little.
You do it like Rocky does eggs, where you're just drinking biscuit.
I do everything like Rocky does eggs.
Oh, yeah.
It does sound like what like Chinese restaurants use for like fucking shrimp toast or something. Shrimp biscuit.
Could you ask Ono about that?
He's not Chinese.
Call
he's a
him.
Racist pig.
Wow.
Well, that's actually offensive to me because me Chinese.
Wait, don't you tell joke?
Me play joke. You know that Coke you were talking about you do at Pine Box?
I love Coke.
Me put pee-pee in it.
Wait, was it that kind of Coke?
Yeah, yeah. Me pee-pee-pee all over your Coke.
That changes the whole thing.
Me put pee-pee.
And the doctor was a woman.
You know, sometimes I just laugh because I love you guys.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. I'm an angry drunk.
This episode has
you
been
guys
a real
me?
Good time. No, 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 no. I could never burn you.
Are you kidding?
No.
What do you think? Okay, so we just did two sequential episodes.
Right.
What do you think this rant, like, which do you think people are going to say the sequel is better or the original is better?
God. I think we got to some more real issues in the original, but I think
that's
the
true.
Sequel was more fun.
The sequel was pretty fun.
The
a lot of what's his name? Chester.
It's a lot of Chester.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of Chester.
I think Chester Conklin.
It was probably fun for the fans to hear me take the reins in the intro and
right,
stuff.
Right,
so?
Right, right, right.
I think
they've
been,
so.
They've been
be
pining
like,
for
well,
it.
Well, I see all the tweets.
This whole episode,
they won it.
This whole episode, that's what's been really irking me.
Did I do that? Irk you?
Do you guys want to know that when I was in third grade, I dressed up like Steve Urkel
really?
For Halloween?
Did you do blackface?
No.
She's in blackface right now.
The thing is, I went to school, like elementary school, with a lot of black kids. So people were like, what are you? And I was like, Steve Urkel. And they were like, no, you're
that's great.
Oh, they come on. I got the overalls. They were like, okay.
Was it Halloween?
No, it was Halloween. It was Halloween. I was like, no, what? Can a girl just
dress
up like Steve Urkel?
Today, I'm actually usually dressed as Steve Urkel's alter ego, Stefan.
Stefan, oh. Yeah. I mean, you are
I'm always
very
trying
dapper.
To, oh, thank you.
Very dapper, man.
Oh man, what an ep! I'm sure we've got what have you been up to, Courtney? What have you
oh
been
my
doing?
God.
I didn't even we never even asked you about like your life. You asked
dude.
Us about ours. We didn't even ask you. What the
oh
fuck?
My God. I'm just
see if Tom Takkar was hosting
right.
instead of Tommy McNamara.
I mean, you are
it's
you.
Well, now
it's
I am.
McNamara,
you don't have to talk in the third person now.
All I'm saying is a Tom Takkar type episode.
Oh my God.
I'm speaking from the fans' perspective right now. This is what the Reddit's going to say.
Reddit.
Dude, I just been fucking. First of all,
say it.
We can't. Can't stop getting booked.
Okay? Hell yeah.
Can't stop getting booked. I've just been fucking.
It's mostly me booking.
It's mostly. It's mostly because Tommy keeps booking me on his shows this week, and it's very convenient. And now I just can't stop people asking me to do podcasts. People just always ask me to
also
do podcasts.
Also, mostly
also just Tommy asked me to do a podcast this week, but it's very exciting. You know, I'm just hosting the hottest weekly show in New York City.
CYSK?
Shit.
Literally gonna kill myself after I leave here. Doing good. I'm doing good. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Don't go to Comedians You Should Know. It's here. It's
are they the same time?
8 p.m.
Oh shit! I didn't even realize they were the same.
Yeah, no,
day and time.
No, it's no. I don't even fucking care at all. No, I seriously like stop. I don't even fucking care. I don't care.
I mean, it is too bad that there's not enough people in New York to go to both of them. That's my that's
true.
My greatest
that's
true.
Tragedy.
That's true. That's
well, there's all those people that live equidistant between Greenpoint and Lower
yeah,
Manhattan.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
like, well, we're going to go to one or the other.
We're going to go to one or the other. We can't go to both. Can't go to both. Yeah, dude, I've just been, I've been drinking. Oh, my God. Can I, I don't know if I'm supposed to, like, talk about this.
Yeah,
like,
get
this
in.
This weekend, I'm very scared. Well, I'm not scared, but I'm excited. I'm doing ayahuasca this weekend.
Ooh. Now, what does that entail? Like, what is like? Are you like going somewhere to
I'm
go do it?
Going to a space in mm-hmm. it's in New York, but it's
yes.
like a space. It's like an art space.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna do it for the first time. Yeah, there's a shaman, and I drink a tea, and I'm supposed to not drink for 3 days before, 3 days after, which is gonna be very hard.
I will never do ayahuasca.
I talked to someone who was like, "You're probably gonna show up drunk."
What are you
and
doing?
Like,
with?
You know,
do you mind if I ask?
It's a comedian friend of ours. He talks about it all the time.
Yeah,
I
yeah. I think they
like,
talk about it on like on his podcast
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
somebody
sure it's not like some
this.
Secretive thing, but I'm just like it's on my mind a lot because I'm gonna do it and it's like cool and
ooh.
I've done like hallucinogenics and stuff, but this is like a way more intense thing. And I kind of wanted to smoke. Have you guys ever done some? Have you ever?
I've never gotten to the hallucinogenic.
Me neither.
You never. You
do,
never done acid
do mushrooms.
Or mushrooms. Because
I like
are amazing.
Eating mushrooms. I think it's gonna be the same. I can't imagine that it would be different. Yeah, I
yeah,
want to do that, but I have never got. Yeah, it's just.
I don't think
yeah.
I ever will. Personally.
Really?
It's not.
You'll
it's
never
not
like eat
well,
mushrooms.
You're not like ready.
Thanks,
what What else did I tell you you weren't ready for? Oh, that documentary?
What documentary was it?
The fucking one, the motivational speaker one.
Oh, Tony. Tony
oh, my God. That
Tom
is
told
crazy.
Me I wasn't
oh
allowed to watch the Tony Robbins because I wasn't ready.
Tony Robbins.
That's what he told me.
Yeah. I said you're just not like in a, you're not emotionally
honestly,
ready. Like
maybe when you're a little bit older.
Oh my
maybe
god.
When you're a little more mature.
No, yeah. Well, guys, also we should eat mushrooms in my house this summer.
I would love that.
Cause it's like fun. Cause my house is two levels and there's outdoors and we could have a little adventure.
You do have a great house.
We have a great house for mushrooms. We'll do it. And plus, I got
just
a
said
dog.
Great house.
You got a great house. You got a great house. You got a great house. Well, I've done that stuff and I like to. I want to do. I want to. It's like I don't want to put too much.
You've lived
on
with
it.
Katie McVeigh too long.
Okay,
so
let's
she can't be there.
Yeah, no, she cannot be there. Also, let's tag her in this episode.
Yes,
she's in an unreleased episode.
Ooh,
oh, did we not release that?
No,
I think we did.
Oh, did. I thought we never did.
I think we did. I think it's been deleted since.
I think you said a homophobic slur in that.
Wow.
One.
No, that is impossible. Oh, you said what? You sick fuck. You're coming. I literally forgot that you did that.
Do you guys need some buzz? I'll say some homophobic stuff. Whatever you want. I'll do whatever you want. Wait, did he just
Tommy
leave?
Dropped an F-bomb in it. Tommy's leaving for no reason.
Tommy just left. Tommy's gone.
What's that? Oh, he said edit this out.
Edit this out.
All right, we're back. Tommy's peed. Yeah.
Almost killed a fly.
Really?
So I was not to paint a graphic image, but
I love it.
I was urinating.
More graphic. So your dick was up. You're holding your dick.
There was a fly on the
cabinet. Wait, can we confirm you're holding your dick?
Yes. Confirm. Yeah, you don't pee just standing with your hands
on your head. So I grabbed a cup from the trash, and I'm peeing in one hand, and then with the other hand, I catch this fly in the cup. But then I realize, like,
it's just living.
There's no
in the
second
cup.
Move. You know what I mean?
Yeah, how do you.
So I'm kind of like sliding it around the wall.
Oh
like,
my God.
Like pondering what I'm going to do.
Like
next.
You're going to suffocate it.
And
dude.
Then I like tried to like lift it and throw it in the toilet in one fell swoop, but it just flew away.
Oh,
flew
shit.
Away.
Yeah. Dude.
Flies can fly.
That is a very good
that's
point.
Their
if there's one thing you take away
it's kind of
from
thing.
This two part yeah. episode, is that flies can fly.
This is crazy. Yesterday
I just met you.
here's my number. I can't forget you. What the fuck was that? Oh, what? I thought there was. Never mind. I thought I heard something downstairs.
Honestly,
scared
we've
me.
All drank at least 12 beers, so we're gonna.
Yes. So I've been feeding Maria's cat since yes. she's been gone. Since she's been gone, been feeding her Scout. That's the name of the cat. You don't like
That's
it?
Great.
I think you kind of, that is a little
I copped
Takara
out.
Interpretation of the melody there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My voice is gone. Do you understand that? We've been recording like 2 hours. I've been saving my voice all
crashing.
Fucking day. Oh, my God. Pete Holmes stars in Barkers and Bringers. woof. No, so I go to feed Scout. What do I see in her little food dish?
Condoms. I'm sorry, I don't know why I said that.
Magnum condoms.
She's been bringing guys over and fucking them. Yeah. And eating their cum out of a
Scott's
condom or whatever.
It.
No, a mouse head.
No.
Only the
no.
head.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
No.
Just savage.
No.
Savage. Ruthless.
Just 21. The head.
Savage.
She puts it in her damn dish.
That.
I know,
that.
It's fucked up.
Is that like
fuck
a warning
that.
To you?
I think so. She's like, this yeah. is what could happen.
Does she practice the Italian art of omerto?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Well, I sleep in her food bowl. So I woke up next
oh,
to
the
it.
Horse's
yeah,
head.
Yeah, like the horse's head. I rolled over. I was like, ah!
Dude, fuck that.
Yeah, insane.
That.
We'll
no.
make you a mouse head you can't refuse.
Oh, well.
Interesting. What's the connection here? I gotta know. How does mouse head? What if that's how Mouse Hunt ended?
Oh my God.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's mouse head.
I love Radiohead, but mouse head?
Oh no.
Yeah, that has nothing to do
where
with
Sonny
it.
Where Sonny tries stand up. Yeah, yeah.
I love Horsehead, but Radiohead. Oh my god, my voice is gonna be bad again tomorrow. Fuck yeah, it was yeah, Mousehead in the fucking food dish.
Fuck that, dude. I have a dog. It's you just gotta deal with some nasty shit when you got pets. Mm. It's so fucked.
What's
up.
What's the nastiest thing you've had with your dog?
Oh my god. Well, liquid diarrhea.
Oh shit!
I mean, and then you gotta clean it up, man.
Can
you
I just
can't
say,
just leave that shit
for 5 years minimum? I've been saying "narsty" and thinking people were gonna laugh, and like no one ever laughs. And like people call me like, "Why do you think that's funny? Like, why do you keep saying that?"
Yeah.
And I still think it's funny.
It's, I mean, it's funny.
Narsty.
Narsty.
It's funny in the way funny. When you're like, "That's funny."
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, give them a mouse head. They can't refuse. Yeah,
okay, you say something like funny. Really gross.
Okay, I just shit my pants, pal.
Hey, buddy, that is a nurse day.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's like, I can't.
It's funny.
It's fun.
Like,
all right, listeners, tweet in if you love Narsty. And tweet in if you hate, give him a mouse head. He can't refuse.
Our friend Kevin Lobkowitz was listening to the show. He's like, yeah, some of the riffs are good. Some of them are really bad.
He said that? That's sick.
No,
fuck.
About me.
Oh, that's sick fuck.
You sick fuck, Kev.
More like Kevin Mousehead-Kovich.
Oh,
am I right, people?
Wow.
Kevin
was
wait
right.
For his criticism.
Oh, there we go. It's so funny how even when we're on the podcast, after you say a punchline, you do this thing where you rub your hair. You like rub your hair with the microphone
Mr.
sometimes.
Mr. Cool Guy.
I hope this
make
is
you a mouse head you can't refuse.
But you did it very centrally. Like, you know when girls do a punchline, like the mic's a dick? Like, that was exactly. All right, who's horny? Raise your hands. Come on.
Take my husband, please. That's the only woman punchline I can remember.
That's good. That's a good punchline. guys, let's keep going.
Oh, no.
No. We should probably wrap up here in a second. We're at 56.
Oh, my God. You guys
this has
just
been
have
so
too much
fun.
Fun together.
It's been so
guys,
fun.
Man.
Courtney,
talk all day. I love you too.
Do you want to go ahead and do your plugs
second time in a row? Okay. Court McGinnis on Twitter and Instagram. I got a ton of Twitter followers. So just hop on. Since the last one.
This week you went viral.
I went viral.
What happened
week.
Again?
Oh, sorry. I found, shit. I don't know.
Narsty.
Comedian slips on banana peel. Goes viral.
I was trying to think of something
says
nasty.
Goes viral in the video title.
I tried to think of something nasty, and that's all I came up with. Okay, Courtney McGinnis, and then CourtneyMcGinnis.com for show dates, and I run a great weekly show on Wednesdays in the East Village, if you nasty.
It's a beautiful show. I love it.
I love it.
I didn't mean
so
to
good.
You earlier.
So good. I can't believe Tommy
what
went after
dick,
it like
dude.
That.
Oh,
dick,
my God.
Man.
Disgraceful to our wonderful guest.
Well, I think you're a Courtney, you should know.
Thank you.
Tommy McNamara, what do you want to plug, my man?
324, the final annoyance unplugged.
Oh, God, what a fun show.
325, the second late breakfast of Tom and Tom.
Yes. Yeah.
The Yes Queen edition.
Again.
Yeah. All yes. The games are different ways. It's every game is you have to say yes, queen, during your set.
Pre-book, Courtney.
Yeah, can we just kind of be booked every month?
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah. That'd be
residency okay. For the oh year.
I'll do it whatever you guys want. I'll do anything. I'll literally do whatever you want. You want me shit right now? I'll fucking do
it,
dude. I don't
it.
Care. I love you guys.
Guys, that's going to do it for this episode of Girls Night. My voice is shot. Thank you for listening. This has been fun. Thank you to our guest, Courtney,
love you guys,
follower, and Tommy McNam. Have a good girls' night. Ooh.
Bye. Tash be outside.
Oh, no.
He's naked.